and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
It will be Paragould's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 28-26. It was a big shot for Emma Martin there towards the end of the quarter to cut Paragould's lead to two. Taylor Beasley will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Brent Garden, and we are underway for these final 8 minutes. Brent Garden across the timeline, Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. Now finds Zoe Beasley in the paint. Now it kicks out to Blythe Benefield in the on the right, left wing. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Kyra Penn, and now Mountain Home will have a chance in this possession to either tie it or get the lead back. Martin has the ball on the left side. Now dribbles up between the circles. Now heads over to the right wing. She'll take the screen from Yates, gives up top to Penn. Over on the left side, it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill towards the free throw line. Now kicks it back out to Penn. Now Yates has it near the top. Over on the right side, goes to Husky. Husky will dribble towards the top. Now gives to Yates on the right wing. Yates trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. A little over a minute into this final period. Now Yates will dribble up to the top, and Mount Holmes going to reset the offense. Husky gives it back to Yates between the circles. Over to Husky on the right side. Husky drills down towards the corner, now going down towards the low block, and now foul's going to be called on Blythe Benefield. That's her third personal foul, team foul number four against Paragould here in the second half. 6:39 left to play in this game. Mountain Home inbound the ball, trailing by two. Yates will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Penn near the low block, gives it back to Yates on the in the right corner. Yates picks up her drill, trying to figure out where she can go with it. Now she'll give it to Gilbert. Now Martin has it on the right wing. Martin's going to pull up for the long three. No good. And the rebound is going to be controlled by Blythe Benefield, and back comes Paragould. Brent Garde will bring the ball into the front court for the Lady Rams. Over to Benefield on the left side. Up top now to Zoe Beasley. She finds Hollis there in the paint for the layup. Good. Kalissa Hollis now with 15 points, 30-26. Lady Rams make it a two-possession game once again. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this contest. Here is Martin dribbling to the right, left side, calling timeout. We'll break with 5:49 left to play in the game. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 30-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Lady Bombers inbound on the far sideline with 5:49 left to play in the game. Paragould leading 30-26. Husky will trigger the inbound pass to Martin. Martin drills to the right side, going down towards the low block, going up for the layup. No good. And it is Paragould coming up with the rebound.
That was a great timeout.
And back the other way, Brent Garde to lose the handle of the ball. They're going to say it was last touch by Mount Home as it goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home basketball with 5:30. I'm sorry, Paragould basketball with 5:33 left in the game. Taylor Beasley inbounds it to Zoe Beasley. Finds Brent Garde going in toward the lane for the layup. No good, but she draws contact. And now she'll head to the charity stripe. Peyton Husky picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Two shots for Alex Springard. She has yet to score in this game. Exactly 5.5 minutes left in this contest. First free throw for Springard is up. Good. Anna Grace Foreman is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn before the second free throw. One more free throw for Springard. Her second shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. Springard with her first 2 points of the night, 32-26, Paragould leading it, less than 5.5 minutes left to play. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She drills to the left wing. Takes the screen from Foreman, goes up to the top. Now gives it to Yates. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 8 points. 32-28, Mountain Home cuts the margin back to 4. Oh, I thought Mountain Home was going to have a steal in the backcourt, but Paragould's able to break the press, and Hollis going into the lane for the layup. 17 points for Kalissa Hollis. For 34-28, Lady Rams leading in. Here's Husky with the ball on the right side. She dribbles down into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. And now Mountain Home's quickly going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:44 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home trailing Paragould 34-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mount Home quickly calling that timeout after Peyton Husky was able to sink that layup. They trail Paragould 34-30 with 4:44 left in this contest. Mount Home going to go with the full court press. Ball goes into Springard. It's a full court man to man is what it is. Springard into the front court. Husky right there on her. Over to Taylor Beasley, down to Zoe Beasley, back to Taylor Beasley. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. Good. Taylor Beasley with her first 3 points of the night. And that makes a three-possession game. 37-30, Paragould leading it with 4:20 left of the game. Martin with the ball on the right side. She gives it there to Husky on the wing. She's going to pull up for the long three. Good! Peyton Husky in the double figures with 10 points. 37-33, Paragould leading it. A little over 4 minutes left in this contest. Ball goes to Taylor Beasley, now to Springard. She'll get it across the timeline. Over to Benefield on the left wing. Now up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. Now up top to Springard. Over to Benefield on the left wing. Thought about three, now she drills into the lane. And now she's going to kick it out to Springard up at the top. Mountain Home crowd wanting a travel call, but the officials not going to give it to them. Benefield throws it down to tries to throw it to Hollis. She couldn't handle the pass on the other side of the paint. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. 12th turnover against Lady Rams with a little over 3.5 minutes left to play in the contest. It is a 4-point Paragould lead. 37-33 is our score. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the left side, throws up top to Martin. Martin takes the screen, now is going down into the lane. Up for the layup, rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin cuts the margin back to 2 with that layup. She now has 5 points, 37-35. And now Zoe Beasley's going to be called for a foul in the backcourt, and Paragould's going to turn it over. So Zoe Beasley picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against Paragould, and now the Lady Rams are going to call a timeout. We'll break with 3:09 left to play in this game. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 37-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Mountain Home will inbound the ball on the far sideline after Perigold calls the timeout. Mountain Home with a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. They trail Perigold 37-35 with 3:09 left to play in this contest. Martin takes an inbound pass from Husky, and we are back underway. Martin drills between the circles. Now dribbles over towards the near the right side, gives there on the wing to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it up top to Yates. Now Yates will give it back to Gilbert. She has it near the top. Drills over to the right wing. Heads down towards the corner now. Now she's going down into lane for the layup. Partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be a Perigold basketball with 2:40 left to play. Taylor Beasley will turn the inbound pass. A full court man for Mountain Home. It goes into Brengard. Brengard just dribbled the ball off her for foot. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the unforced turnover. 14th turnover against Perigold in this contest. Mountain Home right now with 8. And Katie Powell's going to check in the game with 2:35 left to play in the game as she'll replace Benefield. 37-35, Perigold leading it. Husky triggers the inbound pass on the near sideline, gets into Martin. We are back underway. Martin will give it to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Gilbert dribbles between the circles. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. It bounces around, does not go, and the rebound's controlled by Zoe Beasley. She'll give it to Brengard, who brings it quickly into the front court. Brengard dribble on the right side, gives it to Taylor Beasley, now to Zoe Beasley. Over down to Powell on the left side. Up top to Zoe Beasley. Over on to Brengard on the right wing. Up top to Powell. Powell dribbles to the left wing. 1:53 left to play in this game. 2-point Perigold lead. Powell will give it to Taylor Beasley in the paint. Over to Brengard on the right side. Brengard is going to drill into the lane for the layup. No good. Chases down her own rebound. Goes back up with it off the glass. And goes in, and she is fouled. Oh, my goodness. That's a tough break. Peyton Husky picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number 9. Against the Lady Bombers. So Brengard at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far with 4 points. 1:41 left to play in this game, and she now has 5 as she gets the free throw here as well. 1:40 left. It is a 5-point Perigold lead now. Here's Martin with the ball on the right side, and now Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 1:27 left to play in the game. It is Perigold leading Mountain Home 40-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mountain Home with the balls trailing 40 to 35. 1:27 left to play in the game. Husky will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline, actually right next to my table. Husky inbounds to Martin. We are back underway. Throws over to Yates. Over to Gilbert now on the left side. Gilbert still with the ball, dribbling down towards the low block. Now goes back out to the wing. Throws up top to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Zoe Beasley. She'll give it to Brent Garter, brings it into the front court. 1 minute left to play on the game. Brent Garter still with the ball on the right side. Now she's going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Powell on the left side. Now she's going to drill it to the top. She's going to be fouled.
Get the ball!
Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul. That puts Perigold in the double bonus, so it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for Katie Powell. She has yet to score in this game. 49.1 seconds left as Powell's first free throw is up and good. She gets this next free throw. That'll make it a three-possession game and a lot tougher for Mountain Home. Second shot for Powell. Rolls around and goes in. Leah Jackson checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as she replaces Anna Grace Foreman. 42 to 35, Perigold leading up, 49 seconds left. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Martin drills toward the right side, gives it there to Yates near the corner. Yates dribbles now up to the top, over to Husky on the left side. 34 seconds left. They're going to have to try to do something to get a shot off pretty quickly. Husky loses the handle of the ball. She drives down towards the lane, and a steal by Perigold. And now a foul's going to be called on Mount Tome in the backcourt. Emma Martin picks up her fourth personal foul. Been Perigold already in the double bonus. So two shots for Alex Brengard with 24.7 seconds left in the game. Brengard 3 of 3 so far with 5 points. First free throw up and in. Emily Payne checking into the game for Mountain Home as she replaces Addison Yates. One more free throw for Brengard. Her second shot is up and she gets both. She now has 7 points all in the fourth quarter. 20 seconds left, a 9-point Lady Ram lead. Looks like they're probably going to hold on for this championship. Husky dribbles to the right side. 13 seconds. Leah Jackson puts up the three. Her shot was blocked by Zoe Beasley. Scramble for the ball, and it's finally controlled by a Perigold. 6 seconds, and Coach Leonard tells his team not to foul. Let the clock run out, and Perigold is going to win the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament championship with the 9-point victory. We'll break. We'll come back and check our final numbers in just a moment. Our final score today from the hangar, it was the Perigold Lady Rams 44, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team, the worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!